work going on there. We've been assisting with radio programming where we can, and also been training with L3Harris on the different systems on how to maintain them and service them as we go into final cutover. I'll just say, yeah, if there's anything that we need to be doing better or could come assist with at your PSAP or in your area, just please let us know, and we'd be happy to work out the details and come assist on those items.
Thanks, Phil. I think I'm going to actually bring up a PowerPoint presentation that we had at our board meeting yesterday and just kind of give you guys an update on where we're at with our sites. Let me just share my screen really quick. As you can see, these are the expansion sites. These are the plus 25 that we contracted early on in the project to complete, mostly because as the project grew and some of the counties that had never had been on our system were going to be on our system. So these are the sites that have been completed. Castlegate, all of these right here, as you can see, completed. These are scheduled to be completed by May 12th. And then we have these that are still under construction. Also, yesterday, well, let me just show you one more slide. This is our projected coverage with the 119 legacy sites and the 25 sites that we are anticipating will be done the first week of August, which will coincide with our final cutovers, the beginning of our final cutover. So we are pretty excited about that. Also, yesterday in our board meeting, we had our fiscal year 25 budget approved, tentatively approved. In that, we have six new sites that we will be focusing on. We don't have locations for those sites yet. We are kind of waiting. We have a couple of ideas, but we're really going to wait to name those sites until we cut over and have a really clear picture as to where we need some more coverage. Also, I'm not sure if we've talked about it on this call before. I've certainly talked about it in past governing board meetings, but we are working on a microsite, which is obviously a smaller site than a full-blown tower, and all of the equipment, in hopes to use some of those microsites in the canyons, Logan Canyon, Ogden Canyon, near Marysville. There's a million of them out there. The users, as the agencies, you guys know where we've never had coverage in some of the canyons and things like that. That's also, although we didn't articulate that in the budget, it was expressed to the board that would be, if we can do microsites instead of having to do full-blown sites, we'll also be focusing on those. So that's another thing that we're looking at. And for those of you who haven't heard, also one of our plans after we finish cutover is to start to engage with our bordering states and the agencies that you guys deal with that are along the border of Utah, to engage with them and build connections between their towers and ours so that there's that interoperability there also. So we got a lot that we're planning to do. We just got to get through our initial cutover and get the system live and up and going. And then we can start down the path of other more creative things too. So we have a lot of things on our plate right now that need to be completed before we can complete the cutover or even begin the cutover. And then once we get done with that, we have some really exciting things that we think are exciting that will create additional coverage for you guys and additional interoperability with those people, those agencies that you probably have, you know, for some of you have contact with on a regular basis that are outside of our borders. So anyway, that's just another quick update on where we're at as far as coverage and sites and things like that. Does anyone have any questions about cutover, the P25 system, or anything that Phil and I have just talked about? Okay, quiet group today. Melanie, do you want to give a 911 update?
Sure, can you hear me okay? Perfect. We have sponsored quite a bit of training this year for the PSAPs. Last month, we had it in St. George for the southern half of the state and had very good attendance. We had out of state PSAP send someone to that as well. And we also have additional training coming up in May that will be hosted at VEC. That's for CTO or the center training officer and 911 center supervisor. We also have sponsored an APGO RPL course, which is the Registered Public Safety Leader. It's a year-long course that the PSAP individuals that are in the April class right now, it's in their endeavor. They're going to go through a year-long process where they have to work on a special project in order to certify for that. It's a great training, so just wanted to update everybody on that. We're also working on what we call the system selector on the Angi 911 phone system, to where they can hot seat and go from PSAP to PSAP and log into whichever system they belong to. We're working with minimum staffing information right now with the PSAPs to get that back, and then we'll take a look at where we should strategically place those system selectors, as they say, on the phone systems itself. Does anybody have any questions at all for me? Great, thank you.
Thanks, Melanie. We do have some end user training coming up for the L3H radio users. That will be June 27th. We will be hosting it here at UCA. There'll be 2-hour classes, but we're also going to have the online option for those agencies that don't want to send, make the drive for a 2-hour class. So you'll be able to attend online as well through Teams meetings. So we're going to be sending out a newsletter today or tomorrow with some additional details on that and just some updates on the P25 system. So if you are interested in that, watch for those details or that newsletter. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, you can get on our website and go down to the very bottom of the page and put your email address in there. And then when we send out newsletters, that you will get the information through that. We don't really have anything else. Really, these meetings are created hopefully for you guys to have an opportunity to reach out to us and to ask questions or let us know what your concerns are. I know that the soft cutover has been a lot of work for everyone, given the fact that you have to bring all of the radios in to the different areas within your counties. We appreciate everyone's help. There's been there's been a lot of revelations on radios, the software that they have, the upgrades they need, and things like that. I think it's been a really good experience, even though it's been a ton of extra work for everyone involved, including our agencies. I think it's been incredibly valuable to help us so that when we do go to the live cutover or the final cutover, that it will hopefully go much smoother and we'll have some of the wiggles worked out. We do still have some radios available if anyone's interested. That would be at the discounted rate with the funding that was appropriated to UCA by the legislature. So we have some really good deals on the radio still. So if you're in need of radios, please just let us know at this point. Given the lead time with Motorola and with Harris, you wouldn't be able to order radios and get them before cutover without going to us, because we have all the radios in the warehouse that we've ordered extra. So if you need radios, just let us know. And if you don't have the money for radios, I'll have a payment plan with you, no problem. So I think that's all we have. I don't want to just extend the meeting to extend the meeting, but we'd love to have some feedback from you guys. If anyone has any questions, we really do want to hear from you guys and know what's bothering you, what concerns you have, whatever. So is there
Hey,
anything
can
that
you?
you want us to address?
This is Brian up in Logan. Just have a quick question. I can get with Mike on this too, but maybe somebody else is having the same question. When the guys came around to do the soft cutover, the stuff they're putting in the radios, is working fine, but there's really no, I guess, what I would call radio ergonomics to it. There's no colors, there's no scan list, there's no buttons. The question has come up is if we as agencies go through and kind of tweak that and make that the way that the officers are used to it, will that stay over when they come back and do it? Or should we not just do anything until it's cut over and then go back and fix things? Have you discussed that at all?
So this is the first I've heard about it. And without being a radio programmer, I mean, you've had much more experience than I have. I don't know, is that something they can build in the code plug? So I would think that we would need to ask Mike V and get back with you on that. And he's not on this because he's at a soft cutover. So let us get the answer to that for sure and send it to you.
I just didn't know if anybody else had noticed that or whatever, but I don't want to go to all the work of redoing everything. And then when we do the final cutover, everything just gets wiped out and we start again. So either way is fine. We ought to just have a plan, I guess.
Hey, this is Alan. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, I mean, we had a similar problem and I did talk to him about it. As far as your scan list, yeah, that's not something they can do. You'll have to, each one of your guys will have to reprogram that in their radios however they want it. As far as the other stuff, I'm not sure about the other things you talked about, colors and things like that. But the scan list, yeah, that's something that will have to be reprogrammed every time. It's not part of what they do.
Okay.
Thanks, Alan. Bryce, do you have a question?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tina?
It's a little bit garbled, but try.
Let me see if I can get closer. I think this is probably a question probably more for Phil or Mike, but are you guys seeing any issues with the programming of the radios with the firmware not being updated?
I'll kind of take that, even though that is Mike's. I've been out on a few programming days, and I will say, yes, we have seen issues with the firmware, specifically the older radios that Motorola no longer updates. So XTL, XTS 2500s, those sort of things. We've shown up at a few sites where people have bought radios that they were told were P25, you know, phase one or phase two compatible. And it turns out that when we plug in the cable and go in and look at it, they really aren't. So it really comes down to, you know, the moment you plug the cable in, does it have the actual P25 capability or not? It's under a field called Astro 25. And if it's there, it'll take the code plug. If it's not, it won't. So yes, we have seen problems.
Okay, we'll just make sure we get that out to our agencies to see if they can get them updated before we do the soft code over here.
Yeah, what was it, two newsletters ago, Tina? There was the big, that had a lot of the details in it. Bryce, if you have that newsletter, that'd be great to forward to your agencies.
I believe Elise sent it out to the last police.
I think it had all the details about firmware in that.
Yes. So I just wondered if you guys have actually seen the issues that are caused by that. So thank you.
Yes, mostly with old radios.
All right.
Okay, I have one last question.
Good. Thanks, Lisa. Go ahead.
It's I'm hoping a simpler question than possible, but I sent Melanie, I sent you and Dan the list of all the different talk groups so we can get that buttoned up for the final cutover, but I just wanted some clarification. There seems to be some confusion on the city level. I understood it as just that temporary communication during the cutover. You need the list that's going to be communicating with the PSAPs. So you're not needing all the other city ones. It's just that small amount. Am I misunderstanding that? We don't, you know what I mean? We don't regularly communicate with all of the city, of course. It's the PSAP. Or is that just, I'll call my dad and bug him?
Call your dad. Yeah, Phil, do you want to take that? Since
sure.
You're her dad's direct supervisor?
Yeah, dad's dad or something.
Yeah.
Dad's dad.
Yeah. The answer is you're correct. It's supposed to be basically just the skeleton, bare bones set of talk groups that you can get away with during that week period. And kind of the insurance that we have is this first programming, right? Because the first programming will have two systems in the radio. Mm-hmm. So if somebody doesn't make it to final programming, or if fleets somehow get divided amongst top P25 talk groups and legacy talk groups, then okay. the users out in the field still have the option to operate on either. And hopefully we've captured all the main channels in that set of three P25 zones that you'll be running. So in theory, everyone can be on P25 anyways, and one option just backs up the other option, right?
Right.
But we do plan to have both in place. So yeah, minimum set of talk groups you need to run skeleton-wise between your agencies and the PSAP.
Okay, just want to check, because I was focused on our primary public safety. I didn't think we needed all the extra stuff in there for that purpose, but I just want to make sure to clarify that.
Unless you need them for an emergency, right. I don't see adding them.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, Lisa. Thanks. Does anyone else have any questions or concerns?
I have a question. It's about consoles. This is right up your alley, Phil.
Okay.
I'm just working on my console again this morning and trying to add like air ground one, air ground two, and so on and so forth. And I initially couldn't find it. Is there somewhere specific I need to look for that in the folders? So I found groups, I found paging and whatever else.
No, we think that's a actual mistake in how the talk groups have been laid out. So Millard County pointed this out, and it's being worked on. But I will add you to the list of folks that don't have air ground. Today it's called landing zone, but I think, yeah, you're asking for the correct thing. It's called air to ground or something like that now.
Yeah, whatever it's called, whatever it be, so I can put it in my system would be great.
Yeah. I think it's legitimately missing.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the question, Paul. Anything else from anyone? Hey, well, you guys, we appreciate you jumping on. Hopefully it's a valuable 20 minutes for you. And if anything comes up between now and the next one, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Tina.